Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Thursday, the 21st of March, 2024. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the unemployment rate fell to 3.7% last month after the creation of 116,500 new jobs, many more than forecast by economists. The Bureau of Statistics data pushed the Aussie dollar back above 66 US cents and triggered a big jump on the share market. By the close, the S&P ASX 200 was up more than 1% to 7,782 points. Financial stocks and consumer discretionary companies led the way, though it was broad-based buying today, with close to 80% of the top 200 ending higher. National Australia Bank led the big banks higher. Fortescue Metals was the standout of the big miners. The retailers also did well, as did some of the tech stocks. CSL was the worst performer of the large caps. Story number two, the US Federal Reserve has made it clear it wants to cut rates in the world's biggest economy three times this year. That sent Wall Street higher, with a broad-based S&P 500 closing at a new record above 5,200 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ also jumped. Now, Fed boss Jerome Powell made it clear that while inflation began 2024 higher than expected, policymakers still think price pressures are cooling. Rate hikes are now off the agenda, and with a little bit more good news on containing inflation, rate cuts are likely. The future trajectory of interest rates in the US is data dependent. Sounds like words the Reserve Bank would use, doesn't it? Bond markets are now pricing in a near 70% chance of a cut in the US benchmark rate in June. Meanwhile, the European Central Bank is likely to cut borrowing costs in June, but can't commit to further reductions. President Christine Lagarde this morning, sounding very much like the Fed and the Reserve Bank, said whether there are more rate cuts will depend on the data. Story number three, the corporate watchdog today told directors that their job isn't easy, but if they're curious, then their businesses can thrive. Joe Longo, the boss of the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, is talking about all directors, not just the ASX 200. In fact, there are about 3 million companies in Australia, public and private, large and small, family businesses, startups, not-for-profits. They employ millions of Australians. That's plenty of directors out there. Longo says being a director is tough work, but get it right and there are benefits. He says directors need to understand how their businesses make money. They need to understand the nuts and bolts of the business. Being a director involves judgment calls, and those calls should be based on high-level principles. It's about putting customers' interests first and acting with integrity, according to Mr. Longo. He said history suggests that if directors don't employ curiosity and judgment and don't apply themselves to questions in the business, then they're at risk of not understanding the business, and that's when they run into trouble. Story number four, Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen might alter proposed vehicle emissions rules after the Biden administration overnight announced it would give US car makers more time and production flexibility to meet standards that Labor says are a model for this country. Mr. Bowen reiterated a willingness to consider sensible suggestions, according to the Financial Review. He said the changes being made to the US standards are of interest to the government and are one of the things being considered before the policy is finalised. Now, the local industry has called for the government to slow down the new emissions standards, which demand that manufacturers' fleets' total emissions are 60% lower by 2030. In the US, the Biden administration said it will give car makers an extra 3 years to meet emissions targets. And story number five, New Zealand has officially fallen into recession, with economic growth in the 3 months to the end of December dropping for a second successive quarter. The official cash rate in New Zealand is 5.5%, well above the rate here, and that's pushed the economy backwards. It's New Zealand's second contraction in 18 months, with four of the past five quarters being negative. Weak consumer spending, thanks to the high interest rates and cost of living crisis, is driving the slowdown, but other sectors like mining and manufacturing are also going backwards. New Zealand, like Australia, is experiencing a migration surge, so the per capita growth is even worse, averaging negative 0.8% over the past five quarters. That's it for the afternoon report for Thursday, the 21st of March, 2024. Don't forget to hit follow on the podcast and find Fear and Greed on LinkedIn, Instagram, X, TikTok, and Facebook. Join Michael Thompson and I tomorrow morning for the Fast Five by Fear and Greed, the top five business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.